So let's get into PCE inflation. Let's get into consumer expectations. We'll talk about the week ahead. We'll highlight five cities that you can retire in if you have no money. But let's get into it. Let's jump into PCE first. So PCE came out Friday morning. Obviously, we do not do live streams Friday or Saturday, but let's get into it. PCE headline came in at 2.8 with a month-on-month of 0.3. PCE core, this is the one we watch. This is the Fed's favorite gauge. Came in at 2.5 and 0.3. There was some concern in the market that it would come in at 0.4 and be a problem for the Fed. Coming in at 0.3 allows the Fed to stay on there higher for longer. We are at the terminal rate. So again, the Fed is winning. Yes, folks, happy, happy Easter. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Also, don't forget, it is the end of Q1. Yes, Q1 2024 is in the rear view mirror. What have you done on goals? What are we doing to move forward? 90 days done in 2024. So other metrics around PCE that I thought were interesting. We have core housing up 2.3%. That is coming down. We have personal spending up 0.8. It was estimated to come in at 0.5, so a little bit higher. And then personal income was a little soft, coming in at 0.3 with an estimate of 0.4. So lots of things going on. The last thing I'll talk about with PCE is PCE shelter. This is the one you and I are watching, at least I'm watching closely. It has continued to move down. It is not moving down nearly as fast as we would like. Last reading was 6.1, this reading 5.8. So again, we are on a trend down in shelter costs. What was the cause of PCE rising? It really was energy, oil, gas, things of that nature. So very interesting to look at. Consumer expectations. This is a big deal. We've talked about this before. Consumer expectations for inflation are falling. Yes, folks, they are falling, and that is good news, because when the consumer expects inflation, they act differently, and it can become a self-perpetuating process. So last reading was 3%. It is now down to 2.9. So again, heading in the right direction. Got a note from David Rosenberg. He expects the Fed to potentially cut 5 times. He basically sees a weakening labor market, which is something you and I can all watch. We watch it every Thursday with the weekly unemployment claims. But yes, he is calling for an imminent recession. Sounds kind of familiar. I think he's been calling for that for quite a while, but yes, something to watch. Billionaire Barry, remember talking about Billionaire Barry? Billionaire Barry going on CNBC with PowerPoint. We talked about him saying he must be in a lot of financial stress. You don't usually see billionaires playing with PowerPoint, but yes, folks, he's done it a couple of times. And lo and behold, Billionaire Barry has lost. Let me make sure I get this right. He has lost office buildings in Oakland, California. Billionaire Barry paid $550 million for these offices. He gave them back to the bank when the debt structure was $364 million. Folks, this is what we've been talking about for a long time. The banks will be hurt, even in office, or will they be hurt especially in office? They'll be hurt in multifamily, but it's not gonna be the catastrophe that you saw in residential real estate. Yes, 2024 and 2008 have similarities. Bad debt structure, short term, stupid assumptions, but the banks will not be annihilated like they were in residential. How could that be? Frankly, folks, it's the equity position. The housing market back in 08 was about 98% leverage, so 2% equity. So the bank takes the entire hit. Today, as in Billionaire Barry, he paid $550 and he lost, the debt was $364. So he lost $136 million. He took the big haircut. His money went to zero, not the bank. So again, will be some problems, will be some opportunities, but this is not going to be the annihilation that a lot of people are talking about. JP Morgan is out echoing what is going on with saying at Housing Wire and Resi Club. It appears that the housing market is starting to thaw as inventory builds. When I look at these metrics, I actually am starting to think rolling recession. What do I mean by that? Well, if you look at the data from JP Morgan, inventory is building, home completions are building, and pending home sales are up. So that leads to me to believe that, you know what, housing was in a depression right? Down 40%. But maybe now housing is coming back while other parts of the economy, maybe manufacturing and the like, are going down. So again, very interesting. Another interesting stat that I really look for at the macro is home ownership rates. This is something that we have in the 54-year spreadsheet. If you don't have it yet, what are you doing? It's free. Go to my website, onerentalatatime.com, and get your copy today. Home ownership rates in 1973, 64.4%. 83, 64.4%. 93, 64.6. 2003, 68.6. 2013, 65.2. And today, or 2023, 65.7. Why is that interesting? There's been a lot of talk about Renter Nation. I've talked about it. But when you see that 65.7% of folks own homes, it is hard to see that go away. In fact, we have ranged from, let me make sure I get this right, 64.4 to 68.6. So this is something I look for when all the negativity on housing and nobody can afford. I look at the macro and say, you know what, about 4 million folks are affording homes every year, if not more. So very interesting stuff. Let me get to the next page. Let's talk about the week ahead. The week ahead, we've got tomorrow, we will have construction spending. Tuesday, we will get the JOLTS report. Wednesday, ADP. Thursday, we will get weekly claims. And then Friday, we will get job creations. Friday will be the big number of the week. Estimate is for 200K. Last month, remember, it came in hot at 275. But as we talked about in the following days, that 275 was a dirty, dirty number. It was not the robust number that maybe it is at first blush. So again, that is very interesting. Also, there are at least 15 Fed speeches next week. All of those could be potentially market moving. So we will be taking attention. Who's talking rate cuts? Who's talking no cuts? Anybody talking rate increase? Those will things that I will be looking for. Let's talk about the top five cities to retire in if you have no savings. Yes, folks, if you have no savings and you are thinking about retiring, these are the five big cities according to Go Banking Rates. They analyze the top 100 biggest cities. And here we go. Number five, Bella Vista, Arkansas. Number four, The Villages, Florida. Number three, Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Number two, Mountain Home, Arkansas. And number one, the best city to retire in if you have no savings, Foley, Alabama. I will admit, folks, of those five cities, the only one I have heard of is The Villages in Florida. So if you know any of these other four, let me know, leave comments below. Another couple of things I want to let you know about, very special. Today, 9 o'clock Pacific, you are going to want to set your alarms. I did something really, really cool for you. I actually took Coach Carson's presentation from the ORAD event, and it will go live at 9 a.m. Right now, I think I'm about going to leave that up for about 48 hours. If you heard anything about the Vegas event in Las Vegas, Coach Carson was the most discussed presentation. He talked about enough, right? What is enough and how do you get there? So I thought I would give you that presentation on Easter morning. Hopefully you enjoy that. Also, if you want to buy the event, we will continue the $50 discount, ORAT 50. You can buy the event and only spend $149, get all the presentations and the PowerPoint. One thing that's hard to see in the recordings is the PowerPoint. But again, we have Coach Carson's PowerPoint, Dan Bird's PowerPoint, Jason Pritchard, on and on. So if you want to get the PowerPoint that came with the presentations, they are in, they're on Teachable. And that is 9 a.m. Pacific. Sorry, when I talk times, I need to be more specific. That is 9 a.m. Pacific time. It will come out Easter Sunday. So folks, I hope you enjoyed that. Also remember, the cash flow over everything, that shirt that's been available all month, will not be available tomorrow. Tomorrow there will be a different t-shirt available from One Rental at a Time. If you are one of the last people that want to get it, today's the day. Cash flow over everything. I love that shirt. I wear it all the time. So if you want to get it, today's the last day. Also, remember, if you want to get the course, How to Get Started One Rental at a Time, $399, I will give you the Vegas event. So again, get started. End of Q1. Happy Easter. Let's get into Q2. Take care. Bye-bye. Oop. I got it. I gotta push the button. There we go.